You feel the palpitating heart and the bosom of your breast heaves, and you're in love across the crowded room. And then pretty soon you've got children, and then you've got a divorce, and then you've got trouble. And the children really have trouble. Kissinger is a replacement. All the Rockefellers are replacements, but Kissinger, you see, you cannot have both things. And this is what they're doing, a trip on you. This is what I talk about, being informed. How do you discern? It doesn't matter why he's out of prison or why they finally let him out or what he's doing or anything. Look at what the articles say, then go back and use your brain. Because now you have enough information. If you just read nothing but the journals ever again in all your life, you have enough information to immediately see what's up. That statement that Clinton is this, this, and this, and LaRouche is on, you know, LaRouche and Clinton have the same enemies, blah, 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 means that they are basically allies. But the one he wants to get, Mr. LaRouche, worse than any other human being on the face of the earth, is Kissinger. Oh, well, Kissinger could be an enemy of Clinton. I'm sure that he probably is by now. But Kissinger is also the United States, or that Western director of the Bilderbergers. They're the ones that decide everything, including running Clinton. They trained him. Handpicked him, puppet. So at the very least, you must understand there is a game of some kind involved here. You don't even have to understand exactly what it is. The point is that you can now recognize when it's like this rather than like this. And you retain that. And then you watch what unfolds. You're going to have the dangest bunch of candidates running around for your next election that you've ever encountered. But the rule will stay in the elite hands. There is the one element that is so ungodly, there is no recognition of God, there only God is power and control and money. There is another element over here that may not be much better in intent for power and owning everything, but they recognize there is a God, a greater source. They also realize that total destruction of the planet is not going to do anything for them. If their whole thrust is to have power and money and control of the earth, and there's no earth, they don't have anything. Because they know there is a higher creative power. This other bunch over here would as soon blow you away along with them, because they know there is reincarnation, and they're just going to recycle. And maybe they could do a little better or worse, as the case may be, the next time around. But this particular group that knows there is a God does not want total destruction. And they know who wins this ultimate war. And therefore, they know it will behoove them to work with the hosts of God to some extent, because the hosts of God are not interested in their cotton-picking banks. We are interested in some recovery and ability for your planet to make it. That means we've got to get rid of fossil fuels before you kill yourselves. And that means there has to be a way to introduce them. Well, man, that is going to be the clash of the titans, isn't it? Well, frankly, I'm all in favor of them doing their own clashing. I don't want even the energy to slough off, but I want them to meet their agreements. And I believe that they will. It's getting to be more and more uncomfortable not to do that. And we're going to take a break, but I have one other thing to say. And that is about August. People are calling in, writing in, going to converge on whatever might happen in August. Nothing's going to happen in August if we can help it at all. But you said, I didn't say, I said when we do the motion picture, and it had been planned to come off in August of 95 in Tehachapi. There have been many, many changes, one of which is the elite are running 2 years behind. That means that we are 2 years ahead, but there is a lot to do before, between here and over here. And there is no point in making a big splash somewhere that is going to coincide with some big splash they're going to make. So just let them go right ahead and hang themselves. You'll know when we're here. There won't be any doubt about it. If they could have pulled off Operation Blue Beam, they could have made enough other problems that we could have done it in August, because it would have been time enough then that we would have had to make a stand. But they had to cancel Blue Beam. That does not mean that they will not do it just as soon as the opportunity arrives. So if and when they do Blue Beam, you will know we're going to be right along. But a lot of ones waiting will be gone. They will have ascended. I think it's called disintegration. Would you tell us about Soltech? Do we have any update?
Yes, we do, Commander.
Please.
Before I give you the Soltech, I think the only statement I wanted to make about the tape was I think it has to do with an editorial I wrote on page 29 of last week's paper after Commander showed that cult, UFO cults article. That article. I wrote an editorial that, shall we say, dealt with George. And I think maybe the call on my machine had to do with that. So enough of that stupid subject. Let's get on to something good here. this is a writing that just came today from Commander Soltech, and it goes as follows. Tonio Soltech present. Though there is great darkness about your world this day, know that the radiant light of Holy God is also present and available, and it takes only seeking and asking for its presence. Many of you have felt that events in your world have been in a holding pattern of late, and to your perceptions, that would be an accurate assessment. However, know that it has only been your perception, for accurate and truthful information is not available to you through your mainstream media sources. Your world is in the process of heating up in more ways than one. Geologic activity is the subject you ones are wishing to hear of, and many are wondering why I have been seemingly silent of late. There are times when it is of greater wisdom to say little. However, this day I will address a few things in the area of geology. Your planet at this time is in a state of heightened tension. This tension is demonstrated not only in the planet itself, but in its inhabitants as well. Those who are of an intuitive nature are sensing and feeling the presence of an extremely tense energy. Tempers are flaring, patience is wearing thin, and chiropractors are having to work extremely hard to keep their patients' muscular structures in a relaxed state. Many are there who are complaining of severe headaches, back aches and the like. And as the temperatures increase in the northern hemisphere, these symptoms are on the rise. Your planet likewise is experiencing the very same things as are its inhabitants. For once again, I shall be reminding you that you and your planet are on the same plane of experience, so your conscious state will be reflected in your planet. Her tension factor is running very high as well. But, as in the human case, that tension can only be held for so long before it must be released. The human will release this pent-up tension through bursts of anger and expressions of frustrations, heated words, arguments, and physical confrontations are most common right now among you. The Earth's equivalent of this will be such things as earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and severe weather patterns. These events are expressions of tension releasing. And as with you, the planet can only hold this tension for so long, and then it will burst forth into physical manifestation. These things, then, are the purpose of this writing. You see, the tension of your planet is most reflected once again in the Pacific Ocean area, that area you call the Ring of Fire. The name is most appropriate, for there is a great amount of volcanic activity which is taking place. However, up to this point, that activity has mostly been within the depths of the ocean. You are now entering into a time of danger from this volcanic activity, especially in Japan, the Philippines, and the entire Indonesian area. New islands are in the process of being birthed due to this volcanic activity. However, this birthing process is causing a disturbance throughout the entire area, and Japan especially sits in a most precarious position. There are hundreds of volcanoes, all of which are still considered active, that are threatening at this very moment. The majority of these are beneath the water, but that does not represent safety by any means. As the magma finds its way upward from the inner depths of the planet, land masses are disturbed and will be caused to move with violent action. All the islands of the region were formed from just this type of geologic activity, and the building process continues to this day. The Pacific Ocean area is the center of birth right now for your planet, as she continues to renew herself. Those who choose to reside there live continually in the shadow of destruction from seismic and volcanic activity. It has become a way of life, and many of the ancient cultures actually offered up sacrifices to the angry gods of the volcanoes, hoping to appease them and keep the flaming monsters from destroying them. Yet, the process continued regardless of how many lives were thrown into the flaming pits, and today, the threat still looms over that area. This area has been rocking of late from seismic activity, with 6-point-plus earthquakes occurring regularly. You are hearing of only a few of these, and I shall not take the time to go into a detailed listing. But know this. You are working your way up to several major seismic and or volcanic events in that particular part of your world, and the threat is on the rise. Most of you who will read or hear this message are most concerned with your United States West Coast region. But, as you have been told before, it is most important that you pay close attention to the Japanese islands, for they will be your warning system. There have been many earthquakes off the eastern coast of the main island of Japan in the past several days. These underwater quakes are a direct result of volcanic activity within the planet. It may not be apparent to you ones, but our devices are quite sophisticated, and we have ability to see within the depths of the planet. Likewise, you should also know that there is also activity on the eastern side of the Pacific plate as well. With Chile and Peru, plus the Baja California region, experiencing numerous earthquakes in the range of 5 to 6 magnitude. And just yesterday there was a 5.6 earthquake in Alaska in the Unimak Island region. It was preceded by a 4.5 and a 4.4 magnitude foreshock. You in California have been experiencing numerous small earthquakes, basically from stem to stern. You are slowly working your way up to a major event, and the most likely areas would be in the Los Angeles region and the San Francisco area. Both are very riddled with numerous faults, and it is possible that one could cause the other to react. Los Angeles especially is threatened. And in parentheses, he says, I shall not go into the who and the why. The political games and shenanigans are Commander Hatton's field of expertise. Mine is to report to you the state of geologic affairs. He may well have something to add to this in that respect. End of parentheses. Just know that Los Angeles is a very hot spot right now for many reasons, and geologically, it is not a good situation. It would not take much to throw that area into a state of complete devastation. As I've said in the past, and now your scientists are finally catching up, the San Andreas Fault is not posing the greatest threat, but it is all the little interconnected faults which run under the Los Angeles Basin, which are the trouble. They are right now concentrating heavily on the Elysian Park Fault, and for good reason. There is a tremendous amount of energy potential there, but they would do well not to disregard the tributary faults that branch off of it. These lesser faults, as they have been tagged by your scientists, will most likely precipitate seismic energy into the San Andreas Fault, so that it too will be showing signs of activity. The point of lockup, so to speak, could be released by the smaller faults releasing their stored up energy. Again, the best analogy for that area is a jigsaw puzzle. And when one part is moved, the entire puzzle is affected. There is little mystery as to how the fault systems operate. U1s are simply held in the dark. The only mystery is which one will go first, and even we cannot always tell that, but the interconnectedness of the fault system is such that, though the highest energy potential may be at one point, sometimes it is but moments prior to an event that we see the energy bleeding off to another area, and it will be that point which will demonstrate surface movement that shakes you. The Earth has its own way of dealing with such things. Man can tamper and tinker all he wants, but the planet does not always react the way it is planned. Yes, there have been numerous other earthquakes in many other areas, but with this writing, I'm only going to address the Pacific Plate, for it is here we are most concerned with at this time. Many of you are sensing that something is about to occur somewhere in this large region, and that it is but a matter of time. You are absolutely correct in your feelings, and it is right now imminent. We cannot say exactly where it will begin, but our information leads us to believe that it will be in the Japanese island regions. That has the potential to release enough seismic energy to radiate around the entire Pacific Rim, and the weakest points will be the areas which will react to this radiation of energy. California, especially Los Angeles, is in a state of critical weakness, and it will not take much to cause major seismic activity there. It will, however, most likely occur in a series of earthquakes, each round building in magnitude and finally culminating in one massive event which will carry the potential of nearly total destruction for that area. Let me bring this to a close by saying that this next week coming up for your world is most crucial. There are many planned events that have the potential of creating havoc on many different fronts. These events may not be overtly evident, but know that they are taking place. Therefore, it would be advisable that you ones keep seeking for truth, for it shall be most elusive. That which appears on the surface is but a facade, and you will need to look deep to find the truth. Keep the light about you in the coming days, and it shall serve you well. The next week in your counting is a dangerous time and good opportunity to go within and seek out God's light. Tony Osteclair, salut.
Thank you. I don't think Callie realizes how much we appreciate her. You see, when we get into the area of commanders, it sounds almost silly. We don't have any other way to identify. I have no more authority than does Soltec, Corton, other commanders of this fleet. We have particular jobs, and in those jobs we serve and we don't tread on each other's toes. And I have not only appreciated Callie for taking that load. You see, Soltech was giving geophysical lessons through Dharma, and we were doing a superb job of it. I would hope that all of you would go back and read some of those geophysical lessons given by Soltech and realize that they didn't stop simply because there was no more information. Callie works full time, and quite frankly, she doesn't realize in what a remarkably important little nucleus does she work. You see, she works for airlines, and the airline that she worked for just got merged into something else with seven stars on its side. She has no idea of the magnitude of her service. And in that same breath, I have to give full appreciation to Dr. Young. He hears Soltech. He can make that same speech. Dharma could make that same speech. There's nothing mystical about this. But Dr. Young needs to do this paper, and he needs to write things like this. It's important that they come from the people. You, the people. And as things began to get hotter and yet more physically oriented, we need a bigger paper, one in which we can cover some spiritual guidance. This is what we're starving for. But we've got to deal with this garbage. And we've got to just stay alive until the proper sequence is attained, so that we can move on and scatter out these responsibilities. Dr. Young is spending his time doing this when the rest of his time is spent with Nikola Tesla and that crew. And they don't ever rest. They never did, here or there. And when I say we are going to wipe them out, and we're going to do it through technology already available, but it's not perfected. I can't have this running around in Dharma's brain. I can talk all the way around it so that ones like Dr. Young know exactly what I have just said. You can use alcohol isotopes and accomplish what we need to accomplish. So some of those who get drunk by 2 o'clock in the morning make their own little electric factory. Especially combined with my temperature when I get really ticked off. You don't know anything about physics or chemistry or anything. I mean, to walk out here and say, Professor Einstein was set up to destroy physics, in truth, is the grossest understatement I could ever have made. He was sent into the game to come up with stupid things like relativity and completely sidetrack all truth in physics. That has to be overcome. This is what the children are taught in college. You've got to have an education, but for goodness sakes, when you are fed the lie, you're going to only begin to produce the lie. And the elite are going to continue to teach what keeps them making the money. So money, energy, these things rule the world. And once you've got control of the money system, of the educational system, and then you tear up the families, nobody knows. You become total creatures of the lie. So all that has to be undone. Although it requires that it be someone who knows enough about science or will listen to what the scientists already experiencing this will give you. You see, Tesla was here. And just what came through Walter Russell on the subject of light was enough for certainly Tesla to understand how to make apparatus. So that technology is here, but that was dangerous, so they had to introduce someone that would completely blow everybody's mind. And you know how you can tell that Einstein was a plant? Because he had a love affair with Marilyn Monroe, who is a monarch butterfly, who was also involved with your presidents. You would not have found Mr. Tesla having an affair with Marilyn Monroe, ever. He was in love with a dove, a pigeon. Mr. Russell was had by an elite royal butterfly. He bit. But Mr. Russell is from the royal attachment line of the Russells of England. So almost all of that information is not valid. So you see, y'all just had court and everything over something that is basically invalid. And Mr. Young, Dr. Young, picked it up. He said, there's just some of this. It just, sir, it just is garbage. I know that, and you know that, Ed. Just keep your mouth shut. We have a good case going here. We're going to catch a lot of these rats in this trap. And we did. Nothing's a loss. Nothing is a loss. But it's time we move on. And I am just extremely grateful for the ones that pick up these loads. I don't need somebody else to come along and write for Hatton. I should read you again the stuff that George is sending around again about Dugga and Hatton. Well, I never spoke to a Dugga in her life or mine. So let's just keep reasonable. I'm not here to entertain. I am not here to be a Jay-Z, Knight, Rumpa little entertainment team. I intend to show you the way with what you need to be able to take back your world. I'm not interested in your political nation. And God has won. That is not the quarrel. The quarrel is who is going to run the elite world. And if it is dead of pollution, you're all dead, aren't you? And it doesn't matter. And a world has to recover like Mars or Venus or any one of these others you've tampered with. And we can give you a completely and totally pollution-free world. And it'll clean itself up. Do you think they're going to let us do that without a fight? Of course not. Doesn't mean we won't do it, because there are two elements involved here on the earth plane. And some are actually going to be godly. Few.